We asked Gil Siaki, head of the KKL JNF South Afforestation Division, what's the extent of the fire damage to forested areas in the south since the resumption of the balloon terror from the Gaza Strip? Tell us first, what's the extent of the damage that you're seeing in the fires in the south now?
Well, until yesterday, the amount of forest fire were almost 200 events of fire in the forest on more than 1,000 dunams. Just now it was reported from the field that from the morning there were more than 20 fires, and our workers are working right now.
So they've been responding. Has it been an intense period in terms of the kinds of fires that are breaking out, how quickly they spread, or are they being more or less contained?
The fires are contained quite quickly because of our work. We've been doing a lot of work before August. It means work of pruning, taking out dead trees, doing fire breaks, preparing roads. So our tanks and our workers from the KKJNS just response real quick, and each fire treated shortly after recognized by the observer.
Now, this work that you mentioned, this preparatory work, is this ongoing work being done all the time, or it's also part of the lessons learned from previous rounds when tensions were high in the south and there were fires?
Well, we were not surprised by this balloon attack, you know. Until August, it was quite okay. There were fires, but when it started in August, we were not surprised. What we do, we take trucks and groups of workers closer to the Gaza Strip, so the distances for response are getting shorter, and so the response is much better. We're not alone. We have a lot of groups from other volunteers, citizens, workers from Natural Reserve Authority and the Army, and we are all together doing the work. We're fed, but we're not giving up.
Weather conditions and wind direction can often play a role in the spread of fire. Has that been a factor one way or the other?
Absolutely, yes. So the morning is quiet. During the morning, our workers do the usual job that they do at the foresters. And around 12 o'clock every noon, when the wind starts to blow from the west, this is a time where we have to be very, very sharp and ready. And it takes until mostly 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, when the wind comes down, and then taking the gear, taking the trucks, and get ready for tomorrow.
There was significant damage in the past during escalations. What is the status of the rehabilitation of areas that were affected then?
Well, in the Mediterranean area, fires were always taking place. So the vegetation knows how to recover. But when it happens year by year, year after year, the damage is big. I mean, damage to the vegetation, damage to the animal, damage to organisms in the ground and soil. We know that the effect is much bigger than we see, you know. There are invasive species that can come in after a fire that they are coming year by year. The soil and the ground is clear, is ready for them to establish because they are stronger, and this is a problem. And I guess the animals that are not really fast, they are the first one to suffer, such as turtles, snakes, beetles, small animals.
Are you seeing that now as well?
We saw turtles, burnt turtles, and I guess there are much more animals that are burnt. We recognize trees that suffer more than others, such as pines, because they are sensitive to fire. So even when the fire is low on the ground, they can die. There are many other species such as acacia or eucalyptus or carob, xyzipus, that can regrow after the fire. The next season they will grow from the ground or from the canopy if they are big enough and strong enough. So this is what we learned from the fire, because it didn't start this year. We had two Caetan forest fires in 2014, and then we have the fire on 2018, where we got almost 9,000 dunam burned in the forest. So right now we're dealing with extinguishing the fire, but doesn't mean that we're not thinking about the future. We just finished now preparing a new area for planting in the coming winter. More than 300 dunam in Kisufim forest will be planted by us after the rain comes.
Let's leave that on an optimistic note and hope that things will be green.
Yes, this is for sure. The area will be green again, and I hope the citizens, that they are very strong, we know that. I hope they can breathe cleaner air very soon, so the balloon will stop soon, and we can do our job as foresters and not as firefighters.